Proclamation number 2126 of October 25th, 1941. Earthly light and spiritual light. All beingness pushes towards the light and flees the darkness as soon as it has once felt the favor of the light. And since the final purpose of all creation is to redeem the spiritual substance from darkness, the benefit of light must first be shown to it so that it will now strive towards the light of its own accord. It is to be permeated by light, and this is the task of the light-giving celestial bodies which God let come into being for this purpose and which always and forever send their light into the universe for the revitalization of all that which holds beingness within itself. These givers of light now fulfill their task. They penetrate every work of creation with their rays of light, and there is nothing where the rays do not find their way. Even the seemingly impenetrable solid form feels this irradiation beneficially and thereby awakens to life, i.e., it becomes active within itself, even if it is not visible to the human eye, for the rays of light cause life to stir everywhere and nothing remains unchanged through the activity of that which awakens to life. What is active develops a force, and where a force expresses itself, something new arises. So the rays of light contribute to the multiplication of what is. And this is the development of all beingness, that it constantly changes its outer shell, that is, it always gives life to new forms, and this is brought about by the radiation of light. The celestial bodies, which send light into the universe, thus contribute to the redemption of the beingness, for they loosen the outer form at every stage, they bring about the dissolution of the solid form, even if it lasts for inconceivable times, they revitalize the plant kingdom, which awakens to life in a particularly obvious way through the light radiation, i.e., is in a state of constant change. They are also felt to be unusually beneficial by the beings that undergo earthly change in animal life. And finally, they are indispensable for the being in the last stage, for the human being, who is unable to live without light. Light is always channeled to the beingness that is still languishing in darkness, and it always instinctively pushes towards the light, for the beingness only feels comfortable in the light. In the human stage, however, in addition to the light necessary for life, the beingness can also feel the benefit of spiritual light and likewise strive for it. Yet the latter is up to him, for this is decided by his free will as to whether he desires the influx of light from the spiritual kingdom. 25th of the 10th 1941, the being in the stage of free will likewise strive for the light which continues to flow to it for the preservation of its physical life. For it also needs the light for earthly activity. As soon as the being's surroundings are light and bright, it is also willing to be active. The being constantly fights against the darkness by trying to break through it through its own production of light as soon as the influx of light is lawfully interrupted. And this is also within the range of earthly ability. The light that the human being needs earthly can also be produced earthly where it is lacking. And he will utilize this ability as far as possible, for the human being desires light as long as he carries out an activity which he does not need to hide from the world. Yet he does not need the light from the spiritual kingdom for his earthly activity, and therefore not every person endeavors to enter the circle of emanation of this light, but this only depends on the strength of the desire to come closer to God. Spiritual light will flow to that person who opens himself to receive it. Spiritual light certainly flows to every person but only penetrates him if he wants to let it penetrate. For spiritual light is knowledge of the truth, which is certainly accessible to every human being but is not desired by every human being. People do not need this light to carry out earthly activities. Consequently, only those people pay attention to it who recognize God as the eternal lights and want to come close to this light. These strive for the truth. They are hungry for knowledge and open their hearts to every ray of light which is imparted to them from the spiritual kingdom in the form of knowledge. For to them, ignorance is a state like the darkest night, which they seek to break through and into which they want to bring light. They want to banish the darkness. They want the light to penetrate everywhere where a shadow of ignorance can still be recognized. And this desire for the light also makes the darkness flee. For where there is desire, the light flows in unstoppably. There the gates are open so that the light can penetrate unhindered. And light will always triumph over darkness. But in the stage of free will, the human being himself has to decide whether light or darkness accompanies his earthly life. His will alone decides. His striving for the light lets him dwell in the light. The desire for darkness, however, denies the light access to the human heart, and this will is decisive for eternity. The abundance of light depends on this will, which one day can make the being in eternity infinitely happy or also lack it, for there will always be bliss where there is light, and the lack of light means an agonizing state for the being. Amen.